Barry Bonds is now just 2 home runs away from tying Hank Aaron's career record of 755. Last night, Bonds broke out of his worst hitting slump in 6 years, knocking numbers 752 and 753 out against the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Tonight, Bonds and his San Francisco Giants are in Milwaukee facing the Brewers. Wall Street Journal sports reporter Stefan Fatsis is with us, as he is most Fridays. Welcome, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And I guess we're close enough now to Bonds breaking Aaron's record that saturation coverage may begin, if you can get any more saturated than what we've seen all season.
And last season and the season before that, really since Bonds was first suspected of using performance-enhancing drugs. Now, this could be over soon, if not this weekend when the Giants play 3 games in Milwaukee, then sometime in the next few weeks. And then 2 of the most coveted records in baseball, the all-time home run record for a career and the single-season record, which Bonds, of course, also holds, 73, will be held by a guy who is linked to the greatest controversy, I would say, in the history of baseball. And we as fans will be left to ask if, as the evidence suggests, this guy cheated. How do we account for it, and how does baseball account for it?
And you could also ask, how do we interpret baseball's response to the record? Commissioner Bud Selig is a native of Milwaukee. He runs this sport from an office in Milwaukee. It's not clear whether he'll show up at the games this weekend with Bonds in Milwaukee.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of meta. Are we paying attention to this because we want to see the record broken? Are we paying attention because we want to see the reaction to the record being broken? Are we celebrating a new achievement? Are we using it to celebrate the old achievement, Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record back in 1974, which was marred by racist death threats against Aaron? Take a look at this week's Sports Illustrated. The cover shows a picture of Hank Aaron in 1964. The story inside is about Aaron's humility and his principled character. Everything one can infer that Bonds does not have. To drive the point home, the magazine has a column about Bonds suggesting ways to commemorate what the writer says will be a dishonest moment.
But Barry Bonds, assuming that he will break Aaron's record, will have done it playing in 2 fewer seasons than Hank Aaron did. Absent the specter of drug use, on its face, this is an astounding achievement by Bonds.
It is. Bonds has played in 355 fewer baseball games than Henry Aaron. Is he just too good, or is it, of course, too good to be true? And we may never know. Because of that, once this record goes down, Bonds, I think, will cease to be relevant, as will the record, until Alex Rodriguez breaks it in 7 or 8 years. He's 4 home runs away from having 500 for his career. I'm rooting for Rodriguez to get to the milestone on the same day that Bonds gets number 756.
Okay, well, that's Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talking with us, as he does most Fridays, about sports and the business of sports. Stefan, have a good week. Thanks.
Thank you, Robert.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.